back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I got a message from Mike from the I'm With Mike campaign. He's driving a cab in Portland. Shout out to Mike. He said the roads aren't too bad. Jimmy, who just moved back to the state of Oregon from Texas, says, I came back to this. Matt Cifino, chief meteorologist, KGW, is with us yesterday. I got to give him some props because people always, you know, will bag on the meteorologist if they get it wrong. Cifino predicted that snow would fall, and he gave us a time for Salem. He said it would be a little earlier for Portland here. He was only off by about 8 minutes at our household when the first snowflakes began to fall. And Matt Cifino from KGW joining us down the line, right from the newsroom there. Matt, congrats, man. You got it right.
8 minutes, huh? That's a win. I'll take that anytime.
I was watching going, are we bamboozled? And then it came from the skies and they opened up. What are you seeing around the metropolitan area and throughout the state?
Well, you know what? It's been the Gorge has had some real issues. Surprise, surprise, right? As they always do. But there's been, I think, a 26-car pileup out there westbound coming out of the Gorge. But what we saw across most of the metro area is what you experienced, John, about 1 to 2 inches of snow. Man, that east wind was just ripping last night. I mean, my house gets it pretty good. And it was guessing about 40, 50 miles an hour across the metro area. That's backing off. But most places had, like I said, about 1 to 2 inches of snow. No, I saw, where did I see 3 inches? 3 inches out in the Gorge, 3 inches up in Hood River and Parkdale. So, yeah, it worked out pretty well. Now we're getting this break right now, but there's more coming, and it's going to be the same pattern where it bubbles up from south to north. This time, though, instead of that nice fluffy snow we had this morning, we're going to see a mix of snow and sleet and freezing rain, even here in the Portland area. So it's going to get a bit messy, and probably the roads get even worse this evening because of that mixture with the ice.
All right, so we're looking at that this evening, and then for people who are going to work tomorrow morning, what do you anticipate morning being like, you know, 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow?
That's going to be a mess. I mean, honestly, just stay home if you can, yeah, because we're going to freeze again overnight tonight. The roads already have snow on them now. There's more precipitation coming. We'll get this next band that comes up with that mixture that I just mentioned of snow, sleet, freezing rain, probably about a tenth of an inch of ice. And then we're going to go back to snow sometime in the overnight hours in the Portland area, like 2, 3, 4 a.m., and we may get another inch, maybe 2 inches of snow. So it's going to be kind of a ice crust sandwich with snow in the bottom, ice in the middle, and snow on top, which is going to make it super messy. Hey, you know, the other thing, our buddy Orlando,
yeah,
Sanchez was worried, asked me last night, he's like, are we going to have games on tomorrow night? And I'm like, I don't think so, because school's out. So that means the games are canceled, right?
Right. Well, maybe. I don't know. Probably. Likely. What do you expect, you know, for people at the Portland airport? What will the conditions be like for people trying to get to the airport? Maybe they're going out of town this weekend.
Yeah, I've had a lot of friends texting me about that. And I think that by tomorrow, midday, we're going to start to see the sun come back out, and we should climb up to the low 40s tomorrow. So I think the airport should get back to normal operations by midday tomorrow and into tomorrow night. The issue there that's hard to predict, and they've got people that do this, is where's the equipment? And by equipment, I mean the actual airplanes. Like, could the airplanes get in here and able to, you know, to turn around and the flight that you have, does that airplane actually arrive in Portland? And keep in mind, they're having some really bad weather back east too, so some of those flights might get canceled, and there's a downstream effect. So really, I know this is the obvious thing, but check your airline, check the app, and make sure that your flight's on time or what the situation is.
I know that you studied at the University of Utah. You saw some snow there.
Go Utes.
Give me an idea of, you know, Kyle Whittingham's neighborhood versus, like, your neighborhood, how we deal with snow. Are we different animals, or are we dealing with two different things because of the hills and the conditions here?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, and I've lived in a lot of snowy places. I grew up in New England, lived in Utah. You know, when I left Utah, I went and I worked in Michigan for a year and a half. So I've lived in a lot. I've lived in snow my whole life, basically. Lived in Toronto for a year as well. And everybody deals with it a little bit differently. But, you know, for a place like Salt Lake, they're used to it. They've got the equipment. They're, you know, they just handle it because they're going to get a lot of it in any given winter. So That's not to say they don't have problems. They do at times, especially if you talk about Kyle Whittingham's neighborhood. I think he lives up in Olympic Cove, which is super hilly, and they get even more snow up there than they do in the valley floor. But comparing Salt Lake to Portland, yeah, I mean, it's different because our terrain is as complex here in the valley, lots of hills and all that. But we don't have the equipment that they do back there. Our drivers aren't as used to it as they are in more mountainous places where they get a lot of snow. So there's definitely a difference. I will say, driving in this morning on I-5, I was really happy to see very few people on the road. And the people that were on the road were being cautious and giving extra space and doing the things you have to do. And my advice would be over the next, 12 to 18 hours is just don't drive unless you absolutely have to. And be aware of the side roads because, they feel safer because there's not as much traffic, but they also don't get hit at all by the plows. So the side roads are really slippery.
Matt Cifino, Chief Meteorologist, KGW, with us. I sent you a video of me doing a snow angel.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're good there. What else are you seeing? What are people sending you?
Well, that's going to be on the 4 o'clock news, so tune in for that. Nice. If you want to see John Canzano do a snow angel, I appreciate you doing that and sending it, John. It's great. Other people have been sending me little miniature snowmen, snowball fights, other snow angels. So yeah, there's been lots of great stuff, and that's what you want to see. You want to see people staying home, having fun, making the most of it, enjoying it, and knowing that, usually in Portland, our snow doesn't last more than a day or two. Sometimes it does, but usually not. And this time, it's a day or two. We'll be out of it, back to normal operations, I think, by, if not tomorrow afternoon, certainly by Saturday afternoon.
Sounds to me like you're predicting Valentine's Day, maybe some school closures continuing.
Absolutely. I just don't see why they would open tomorrow because it's going to freeze overnight. We're going to get more snow overnight. I just don't see them opening the schools tomorrow morning at all. My kid's already up on the mountain enjoying a five-day weekend because of the fact that everybody's got Monday off for President's Day. So, I doubt that schools will be opening tomorrow in any meaningful way. Maybe a few, but I think most of them are going to stay closed.
All right. You mentioned driving in the snow for people who do have to get somewhere. Do you have Matt Cifino's driving tips for people dealing with weather?
Well, first of all, make sure your car has the right equipment. I've, believe it or not, all the snowy places I've lived, I've never had studded tires, but I always have good snow tires. And I drive to the mountain a lot, so that makes sense for me. But if you don't have, traction tires and snow tires, make sure you have some kind of traction device, even if it's just a sock. They're easy to put on. They wear out. But you know what? For a Portland snowstorm, it's a good call because you don't need it for that long. So if you don't have front-wheel drive, make sure your tires are good. Make sure that you are equipped. And, just be ready for that because the worst thing is going out there with bald tires or just normal all-season tires and you got no traction. And not only is that a hassle for you, think about everybody around you. You can clog up traffic with your car for hundreds of people, and nobody wants to do that. So just make sure that you're ready for it. And if you're not, lean on a neighbor or a friend that does have a car with four-wheel drive or at least good snow tires and be ready for that. It's all about preparation. And then if you're going on any kind of extended drive, make sure you've got some supplies with you just in case. I always have water, some candy bars. I keep a couple of blankets in my car. And I've got a shovel and I've got my chains and I got all the things I need for winter weather travel. But even in my truck with four-wheel drive, good snow tires, chains in the back, I always make sure I have supplies because you never know.
I love that. So I don't have that discipline. If I knew I had a candy bar in the glove box, I think I would be reaching for it. All right. I know you have to go. When are you on? What are your hits today?
I'm on at 4, starting at 4 o'clock, and then we're going right through at least 7:30. So we're blowing out the story with Blair Best. That's just going to be a newscast with snow coverage. We're blowing out the good stuff at 7 o'clock. That's just going to be a newscast with snow coverage. And if we're done, that show ends at 7:30, and if there are things happening, I'm sure that we would stay on. And then I'm back on at 11 again.
What are we calling this? Or does it have a name yet? Storm Watch, Stormageddon, Winter Blast? What are we calling it?
Yeah, we need to brand this baby. Let's think on that.
All right, here's the other one, because Anna used to get sent up to to go up to the lodge or go out on in Hillsboro on some overpass. Where are the people getting sent in the KGW newsroom? Do you have reporters that are going to be out on the overpasses and up at the mountain?
We do, but it's not, it's not punitive. We're not sending people. I've had that happen to me, by the way. back when I was working at K2, because I worked at K2 before I worked at KGW, for those who don't remember those days. Yeah. You remember the flood of 96. Before the flood of 96, we had the ice storm, and my news director at the time was mad at me for some reason. I don't remember why. And sure enough, he sent me out to Troutdale, so there I was. Yep. So that happens. But we're sending, I know Alma is going to be down in the hills by Salem because we expect icing there. We'll have somebody out by the gorge because that's problematic right now, the big accidents we've already had out there. And then we'll have people scattered throughout the Portland area, wherever the trouble spots are.
All right. Matt Cifino, you're the best, man. Thanks for popping on with us. And tune in at 4 o'clock if you want to see me do a snow angel.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that, people. It's going to be fun. It's great. Thanks for doing that, John. You're a sport.
Thanks, Matt.
You bet.
You bet. There he goes. Matt Cifino, KGW chief meteorologist. I mean, he had the great insight for people driving. He's got, you know, all of this knowledge and expertise because of all the places he's lived and worked. And you really have to appreciate the people who study this and make it their job. But I also do think that there is a pecking order, and you can figure it out pretty easily if you're tuning into any of these stations. You can figure out who's out in Troutdale, who's out up at the Timberline Lodge, who's out, you know, at some freeway overpass at 11 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock in the morning. You can figure out that it's either the newbies are getting sent out there, or somebody who has ticked off the news director is sitting out in the middle of nowhere broadcasting from the top of an overpass so that they can say, hey, stay off the roads tonight, stay off the roads today. But you heard him there. He believes that we're going to see more of this and more problematic and messy overnight and into tomorrow morning. He does believe that we're going to see some clearing and some sunshine, highs or temperatures hitting 40 degrees tomorrow afternoon about this time. So if you need to get anywhere, you might want to wait until about this time tomorrow before you make any of those moves. But good stuff from Cifino. Man, I did record, the girls were out in the street, and I said, I got to do a snow angel for Cifino. So I said, this one's for you, Cifino, and I performed a snow angel for him, and it had been many years. You know what I didn't realize is, like, when you're doing a snow angel at my age, you need to move around first. Because I started to do, like, the arms and the legs, and I was like, wow, I don't have the range of motion right now in the ice and the snow that I'm used to. So, yes, get yourself stretched out. Don't have an injury before you do that. Stephen, you heard Cifino. He's telling you to stay home. He's telling your kids to stay home.
Yeah, I agree. If you don't have to leave, don't leave. But you know what? I've learned about radio, John. Radio rides on. So I will be leaving for tomorrow because I gotta get in here. But I will say, my wife, Coach Vaughn, just sent me videos of the kids sledding down the hill by the house at the school. So, I mean, there you go. They don't need to leave. They got the sleds. They got this hill. They're ready to go.
We do live in an area where the snow visits us, but it doesn't stay, which I appreciate. I have often wondered about Midwesterners and people in the Northeast where the snow comes and it doesn't leave for a while. Like, you have a month of this. Of course you have to figure out how to deal with it. But I've also wondered, like, why do you live here? What are you doing? And they say the same thing to me. They're like, how do you live in the rain? It's gray all the time. And I'm like, come on. We deal with it. All right. Our big splash is coming up. John Wilner. We'll talk some college athletics top of the hour. I want you here for it. Stick around.